Blog Talk Radio.
Well, that's my show startup music. Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in today. Arthur Larry Tune Gospel Radio Show. Today on my show we have special guest. We have Dr. Leslie Phillips, and from Vancouver, British Columbia. Dr. Phillips, She has been very patient with me. How you doing today, Ms. Phillips?
I'm doing very well, thanks, Larry. Unfortunately, the weather isn't very good here where I am. It's pouring down with rain, but other than the miserable weather, I'm good.
Yes, ma'am. Dr. Phillips is Dr. Leslie Phillips. She's a speaker, workshop leader, meditation teacher, psychic healer, speaker, spiritual counselor, and she is the author of the book called The Midas Tree. And she's very passionate about teaching the children, adults, to meditate, as I believe it can help them to overcome the many issues they face, to learn to love and appreciate themselves. She's a regular TV guest and radio. She's appeared on TV and radio a lot. And she is PhD. She has a PhD, and without further introduction, I will let Dr. Leslie Phillips introduce herself. Thank you for being very patient, and thank you for being on the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. You live today, Dr. Leslie Phillips, PhD, from Vancouver, British Columbia. I would like to, at this time, open up the floor to you, Dr. Leslie Phillips. Is there anything you would like to say at this time? Now is your time.
Yeah, thank you, Larry. Thanks for having me on your show, and I'm delighted to be talking to you and your audience today. And that's right, like you said in your introduction, I'm a spiritual teacher, and I teach people how to activate and open their spiritual abilities, and I also teach them how to meditate. And one of the ways that I am bringing my teachings to a bigger audience is through my book, The Midas Tree. And I'm really happy to be on air today to tell you more about The Midas Tree. And this is a book that I wrote actually while I was meditating. So the information in the book came to me through meditation. It wasn't a book that I wrote with my intellect or that I did any research to write. It's something that came to me, just a pure flow of information. And as it turns out, what the Midas Tree is it is a spiritual adventure novel. So it's a story, but woven within the story are deeper truths about the nature of reality, and also tools and techniques that can be of assistance to help people in their lives. So the hero of the book, his name is Joshua, and It starts with Joshua finding a magic golden acorn, and it transports him on a journey inside a tree. And of course, he has a quest or a life purpose, as every one of us does. We're all born with a reason for being here and a life purpose. And just like all of us, Joshua meets many challenges on his journey. And so as you're reading the book, you might find that you identify with some of what he's going through. And he's lucky that in this tree that he's going through his adventure, there are these amazing teachers. And in the book, the teachers are called devas, and they're these fairy-like creatures, but they are the holders of ancient spiritual secrets. So every time Joshua meets a challenge or an obstacle, one of these teachers appears and gives him information and provides him with tools and techniques that help him overcome his challenge. So you, the reader, have the opportunity to learn alongside Joshua what the devas, these magical teachers in the tree, in the book, are teaching him. And what they're actually teaching him is ancient spiritual knowledge, and which includes many of the meditation techniques that I teach my clients. Now, these are techniques that can help in many different ways, and they can help on the level of relieving stress. If you're going through an illness or a bereavement or a difficult time in your life, these techniques can actually help you to deal with that. You know, and I'm talking about there's so many challenges that we can face, aren't there, from anything from going through a divorce to losing your job, financial difficulties, bankruptcy, and so on. You name it. And the tools in the book can be of assistance to help you cope with and deal with that. And it's a book for children of all ages. So it can help adults with adult difficulties and issues, but it can also help children as well. And the other great thing about this book is it's a book that can be read within the family, so parents and grandparents can read this book to their kids. So if the kid's going through bullying at school or some other difficulty, then they can learn together how to cope with that, and meditation techniques that will help the child.
Right. Oh, that's good. They can learn how meditation works.
That's right. They can read in the book different techniques, and they can follow, because the devas, the teachers in the book, are teaching the hero how to do it. So you could actually follow along with that and learn how to do it yourself.
Learn how to do it yourself. That's all of this. That's all. It's all involved in the mother's. Now, get me wrong if I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? Am I saying it right? The Midas tree.
Yeah, it's called the Midas tree, and
right.
I named it originally. I was considering calling the book the Joshua tree because the hero is called Joshua, but I looked online at what a Joshua tree looks like, and it's nothing like the tree in my book. And so I called it the Midas tree because Joshua's quest is that he must turn himself to gold and he must turn the tree to gold. And it's an analogy for enlightenment. And the enlightenment journey is a journey that every person is on. It's the common journey of all of mankind to become enlightened, to become awakened. And so, because his quest was to turn himself and the tree to gold, I named the book after the Greek mythological character called King Midas, because if anyone's ever read that story, that's the story of the king where everything he touched turned to gold.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Oh, so Joshua is the main character. Joshua is the main character in this book.
Yes.
Oh, sounds very interesting. And one thing I wanted to ask you you are from Vancouver, British Columbia. Is that right?
That's where I live, yes. I live in British Columbia, but you can probably tell from my accent that I'm originally from England.
Yes, ma'am. I can tell. I can tell you have a. I can tell you have an accent. It's a very nice accent.
Thank you.
Very nice accent. And we want to get everything straight here. Now we got everything straight. Okay, this is everyone. You know, you're live on the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. We got Dr. Leslie Phillips, PhD, Vancouver, British Columbia. She's the author of the Midas Tree. The main character is Joshua. And you learn a lot about meditation in her book. And her website is www.themidastree. And when I spell Midas Tree, I'm spelling it www-T-H-E Midas, M-I-D-A-S, T-R-E-E.com. Her website is www.themidastree. And we got another website, www.drlesliephillips.com. And I guess Leslie@themidastree.com. Is that an email address?
Yes, you can email me at Leslie@themidastree.com. And I should probably just tell the listeners that my name is spelled L-E-S-L-E-Y and my surname is C-H-I-L-L-I-P-S. So when you look for the Dr. Leslie Phillips .com website, just remember to spell Leslie with an E-Y and Phillips with two L's. And of course, the DrLeslieFillips.com website will tell you a lot about all of the other things that I do. Because another thing that the techniques in the Midas Tree teach Joshua is how to connect with his intuition and his higher guidance as a way of helping him on his life's journey. And of course, this is what I'm all about, and I'm very passionate about that, and I spend most of my time teaching other people how to do that. And so if you go to DrLeslieFillips.com, then you'll find out all about the work I do helping people connect with their intuition, because I'm a great believer that everybody has intuition, and we're all born with that. But unfortunately, just because of the way our culture and our society is, we're all sort of channeled down a very narrow pathway, which is, to focus on using our intellect. And most of us forget how to use our intuition as well. And so, I hope for my book that it will help a whole generation of children not to lose that connection with their intuitive guidance, and that it will help a whole generation of adults to remember what they've forgotten. And so, all the work I do that's sort of talked about on DrLeslieFillips.com will tell you about the classes I teach and the sessions that I do with people to help them with that.
Okay. That's nice. Okay, everyone, there you go. You're live on the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show, Dr. Leslie Phillips, PhD. Are you working on anything new, any new projects?
I am, Larry. I've got two things that I'm doing at the moment. One is I'm creating some materials to go along with the Midas Tree so that if there are teachers who want to teach their children in their class these meditation techniques, or if there are parents who want to teach their children, that they'll be able to go to the MidasTree.com and actually download some teaching materials that they can use as coursework along with the book, actually. Because the book is a very entertaining, fun read, but like I said, it's also a way of people learning how to meditate. And so for people who want to use it as a tool to learn these things, I want to provide additional materials to help them. And so those additional materials will be some scripts that they can read out to their class. The book is illustrated, but there will be like color posters that they can print, and also a recorded meditation of me talking them through a meditation. So that's one project that I'm working on right now. And the second project is that I'm writing another book. And the other book, I mean, there will be some sequels to the Midas Tree, but the book that I'm writing at the moment is the working title. I'm not sure exactly what the title will be, but it's going to be called something like Your Psychic Ability Blueprint. Because one of the readings that I do with people is it's a reading of all of their spiritual abilities that they were born with. And I call it your psychic ability or your spiritual ability blueprint. And because we have five physical senses, but we have so many more intuitive senses. You know, and like I said before, everyone has a purpose to their life. And actually, everyone is born with their own unique profile of these spiritual abilities. But the problem is, by the time that they reach adulthood, they've forgotten or ignored or turned down these abilities. And so what I do is I'm able to read what their profile was when they were born and how they were meaning to use those abilities to support them in their life purpose. And then I'm able to also look at you know, where that's set right now. And for those that they've turned down, figure out what happened along the way and why did they turn them down. So I'm actually writing a book about this. And the book is about how we all have a life purpose and how we all have this tool belt of spiritual abilities to support us in our life purpose. We all come in with everything that we need in order to do what we came here to do. And then there'll be a chapter on each of the different spiritual or psychic abilities, and I'll name some of them just so that the audience understands what I'm talking about. So for example, there's a type of intuition called pragmatic intuition. I bet most people listening have had this experience where you know that the phone is going to ring and you know who's on the other end of the phone before it happens. That's your pragmatic intuition. Yeah. There are other psychic abilities as well, you know, and one of them is called clairvoyance, which is the ability, it just means clear seeing, and it's actually an ability to see the truth, and but also to see energy fields or auras around people, or to see spirit guides, for example. And there's another one, it's called, there's another one called clairaudience, which is the ability to hear as spirits. So you might hear the singing of angels or something like that. And there's so many of these, you know. And another one I love telling people about is called abstract intuition. And if you've ever seen the film Rain Man, have you seen the film Rain Man?
Rain Man? No, ma'am, I haven't seen Rain Man.
Well, there's a scene in that film where somebody drops a box of matches on the floor, and Rain Man, he's got autism actually, but he's able to, he knows how many matches there are without counting them, and there's an ability called abstract intuition, which is responsible for that. So some of these gifted children in school, you know, the teacher might put an equation on the board, and the child will get the answer right, but they won't be able to show in their notebook the steps that they would have had to take if they were doing it with their logical mind. And so the teacher might think they're cheating, but actually they're not. They're just using a form of intuition. Yeah.
Right. Psychic ability. That's most definitely a special gift. And like you said, Miss Dr. Leslie Phillips, there's many kinds of psychic abilities. And I'm glad you educated me, because I didn't know all the types of psychic abilities.
Well, that's right. And you know, I just scratched the surface so far in the ones that I told you about. There are actually many, many more.
I love
teaching people about this, and I love people helping figure out which ones they have and helping them to develop them.
Yes, ma'am. That's outstanding. I know I should have. Now let's talk. Did you mention abstract psychics? Did you say abstract?
I called it abstract intuition, and it's a relatively rare psychic ability, but it's basically where you can instantly understand formulae and so on without having to figure it out like most of us would in our logical mind. You can understand the meaning of symbols and formulae, or like that scene in Rain Man, if somebody dropped a box of matches on the floor, you would know how many there were. If you saw a flock of birds in the sky, you would know how many there were. You wouldn't have to count them.
That's neat. That's very interesting, and that's very neat.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very, very, how would I say, it's a gift, a talent. I know it's talent, and it's a nice gift. And I after listening to you, and I'm glad you told me about them, I'm going to do more research about it, and I'm going to follow you up. I'm going to come more smarter about the psychic ability and psychic powers, especially counting birds in the sky and counting the number of already knowing how many matches is in a box without counting. And I think that's the outstanding gift. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you go to my website, there are lots and lots of blog articles about all of these different psychic abilities. So go to drlesliephillips.com and look at what's on my blog, and you'll find out even more. I mean, another one is called clairsentience, and that means clear feeling. And it's the ability to tune into the emotional levels. So, for example, these people often get called empaths, and they're able to tune into how other people are feeling without the other person telling them how they're feeling.
Mm. Now, what's the name of that one? Clair-central?
Clairsentience.
Oh.
Means clear feeling.
Right. You can tune in to all my listeners. You can tune into how a person is feeling without actually asking them.
It's a very common psychic ability, and most people have that and are using it without knowing that they are. I think if you asked your listeners if they recognize that sort of intuitive ability to sense when somebody else is sad or when somebody else is happy or when somebody else is angry, even though they've not told you, it's something that most of us pick up on to some extent, I think.
Now, I have Dr. Leslie Phillips, PhD. We were just talking about these psychic abilities. Now, I have listeners three ways of listening to my show. That's Blog Talk Radio. And there's Blog Talk Radio plays the episode every day. The numbers go up every day.
That's awesome.
Facebook and Twitter. Now, I've got a number. I know on my call in. If you would like to say, I got callers. You would like to say anything? I know I got one from Mississippi. Would you like to say anything to Dr. Leslie Phillips, PhD, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada? Would you like to say
yes.
anything? Go right ahead, caller.
Yes, my name is Lynette Toombs, and I was just listening in, and I was interested in what you were saying about the psychic power. Like, that's what you were saying.
Sorry, I didn't know. I was waiting to see if you were asking a question. So you were interested in what I was saying about the psychic powers. And have you ever had any psychic experiences yourself?
Not that I'm aware of.
Anything that wasn't there? Did you ever see anything that wasn't there, like a light around somebody or a ghost or somebody who'd passed over, who came and paid you a visit?
No, I haven't, but my sister had one time. I had a sister that saw someone.
Right. And so... this is one of the psychic powers that I was referring to earlier called clairvoyance, and that's the ability to see as spirit. And actually using that ability, you can see something called an aura, and that's the energy field that surrounds people and animals and all things, actually. We're all made of electromagnetic energy, and we all have this colored energy field around us, and a psychic can see that. And but they can also see deceased loved ones who've passed away. They can also see spirit guides or even angels or ascended masters. And also they can see symbols. So, for example, one of the things I do is I do aura readings, because the human aura is like the book of you. Your aura is the book of you. It contains all of your memories, all of your emotions, all of your beliefs. Everything about you is contained in that energy field. And so somebody who is a clairvoyant is able to look at that energy field, see the different color vibrations, and interpret what they mean, but also see symbols in your energy field, see little pictures in your energy field, or even like little videos playing, which are give information about your beliefs and your memories and everything about you.
Oh, okay.
We got 90 seconds left on Dr. Larry's Tunes Gospel Radio Show. We're live with Dr. Leslie Phillips from Vancouver, British Columbia. A lot of people want to call it Canada. Yeah, thanks for all my callers and my call-in. Dr. Leslie Phillips, PhD, her website, she's the author of The Modest Tree. www.drlesliephillips.com. www.themodesttree.com. Lesley. Her email address is lesley@themodesttree.com. I'm going to play the episode tomorrow on Facebook. All three pages of my Facebook. I'm gonna play your episode tomorrow, Dr. Leslie Phillips, on all three of my Facebook and my Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel page. I'm gonna play it on. It plays at Blog Talk Radio, and I'm gonna it also plays on Twitter. That's Dr. Leslie Phillips, PhD, from Vancouver.
Yeah. For anyone who wants to go to my website, you can get a free card reading and a free 10-minute consultation with me if you become a subscriber to my website.
Okay. Okay, we're getting down to the last minute. Like I say, Dr. Leslie Phillips from Brand, Vancouver, British Columbia. The Mighty Tree, author of The Mighty Tree. And Joshua is a main character. She talks about the special different type of psychic gifts. And she learned me a lot about psychic gifts. You can count a number of matches. You know how many number of matches without even counting. You know how many birds fly in the sky without counting. She has different names for them. And I find them to be very unique. And go to her website, www.themitestree.com, and purchase her book, The Mighty Tree. We down to 58 seconds, and anyone has anything else to say in the 54 seconds, you can go ahead. You go ahead and speak right now.
Yeah, so I'll just repeat that. You know, if you go to drlesliephillips.com and become a subscriber, there's all sorts of things that you get for free. There's two free meditations that you can download and listen to. You can write to me and get a free one-card reading. You can even get a consultation on Skype, and you can get your psychic ability blueprint done actually at half price than the normal price if you become a follower of my website.
Thank you very much. Thank you, 10 seconds left. Thank you very much for being patient with me, Dr. Phillips. Thank you very, very much. Thank all my callers and their tunes and sisters and all callers. Have a good day. God bless you all.
And thank you. God bless you all.
God bless.